In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's been 17 months since I had my ankle surgery. For transportation after surgery, I used a scooter, a knee walker. It was a big help during the healing process. It helped me stay mobile. Bev, my sister, gave me this monkey. It's cute and I like it. When I started walking again, I wanted to keep the monkey with me, so I put it in my purse. It still lives there today. Of course, most days I forget that it's there. Not until I plop my purse on the counter to pay, then it squeaks. Sometimes the cashier acts like they didn't hear anything. Other people look around to see what made the noise. I just smile to myself as I'm reminded of the love that surrounds me. This is how we are to live as children of light. We are always surrounded by our Creator's love for us. But there are times when we are too busy to remember this fact, or we look around and see some of the things going on around us that do not remind us to love each other. But we need to be reminded of God's love for us. In the epistle reading today, we are instructed to live as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. We need to live in ways that are pleasing to the Lord and take no part in the darkness. There's a story of a group of monks walking arm in arm. They come across someone who had fallen. They stop, pick them up, and incorporate them in their walk, arm in arm. The new member asked, "What do you do if I fall down?" They replied, "We will pick you up." "What happens if you fall down?" The monk replied, "You will pick me up." That is what we do for each other. In the gospel reading, we may first emphasize on the importance of seeing, but we should also note the importance of hearing. In fact, the blind man responds to Jesus' voice. Jesus tells him to go to wash in the pool of Siloam, which the blind man does. He hears Jesus before he sees Jesus. The story also narrates his gradual sight, from seeing Jesus as a man called Jesus to addressing him as Lord and worshiping him. Jesus himself reveals the importance of both sight and hearing when it comes to belief. You have seen him, and the one speaking with you is that one. In the gospel, Jesus is betrayed as the great shepherd. The blind man is more than one whom Jesus heals. He is one of Jesus' sheep and a member of the fold. Like the sheep, the blind man hears Jesus' voice. Like the shepherd, Jesus finds the blind man when he has been cast out. Jesus provides for the man born blind much more than sight. He provides for him what he, as a good shepherd, gives all the sheep, the protection of his fold. The blind man did not seek Jesus, but Jesus found the blind man. The blind man followed Jesus' instructions. He was obedient. It was so hard for the Pharisees to believe that the blind man was healed. They questioned if the blind man had really been blind. Then they asked how he was healed, twice. The blind man stood up for what he believed. He was not intimidated. I guess it depends on your perspective, but it wasn't hard for the blind man to believe. There's so much violence in the world. People are disrespectful to those around them, especially if they are different. Things are being said to one another that I was taught not to say, things that are hurtful and divisive. We need to remember to be aware of not only seeing God's beauty around us, but also to seek out, to be aware of hearing God's loving music. Oh yeah, I'm loved. We need to help each other stay focused on the true light, to live as children of light, for that is what we do for each other. As a wise Choctaw elder said, "Nothing happens without cause. If we are anxious about what is to come, let us be intentional about confronting its root cause." A man named Francis told us how. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is sadness, joy. Amen.